Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, October 31st. The Israeli military continues to defend its strike on a refugee camp in northern Gaza. Here's Israeli military spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus.
We struck an important military objective. This Ibrahim Briari, who was a battalion commander who was leading operations and fighting against Israel as he was targeted.
He said the man was pivotal in planning Hamas's October 7th attack and that he was killed in the strike.
He and many dozens of enemy combatants were in a tunnel complex underneath the ground.
But eyewitnesses and medics say the strike killed many civilians and caused catastrophic damage to the Jabalia refugee camp. One eyewitness said children were carrying other injured children and bodies were unrecognizable. It's not clear how many were killed, but earlier the Palestinian Ministry of Health said nearly 8,500 have been killed in Gaza since the conflict began, quoting data sourced from within the Hamas-controlled territory. A Gaza hospital director says 81 wounded Palestinians will be allowed to go through the Rafah crossing to Egypt on Wednesday to get medical care. Congress is still at odds over whether to tie funding for Israel and Ukraine in the same spending package. The White House is threatening to veto a standalone bill for Israel, saying it makes Israel a political pawn. However, House Speaker Mike Johnson told Fox News he expects to bring the bill to a vote on the House floor on Thursday, and that he hopes, quote, most or all Democrats support it.
This is a matter of good versus evil. My intention and my desire in the first draft of this bill is to take some of the money that has been set aside for the building and bulking up the IRS right now. They have about $67 billion in that fund, and we'll try to take the 14.5 necessary for this immediate and urgent need.
But some GOP lawmakers, like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, say Russia's war in Ukraine and the war between Hamas and the Israeli military are central to U.S. national security. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he'll speak to Johnson about the matter, but criticized House Republicans for refusing to fund both conflicts.
Extreme MAGA Republicans are on an island all by themselves, and they want to irresponsibly condition aid to Israel when Israel is at war and fighting for its very existence in many ways. That's irresponsible.
A man armed with guns and explosives was found dead in a Colorado amusement park Saturday morning. Officials say he had an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The 20-year-old's body was found in one of the park's bathrooms before it opened. The local sheriff, Lou Valerio, said they were, quote, lucky that he did not fulfill whatever plan he may have intentioned.
We don't see any history, we don't see any reason, we don't see any motive. He was just completely under the radar.
The guns included a semi-automatic rifle and a semi-automatic handgun, and the sheriff said at least two of his weapons were ghost guns, kits that a user can buy online to assemble a fully functional firearm. In the 2024 race for the White House, former President Donald Trump appears to be edging out his strongest challenger in South Carolina. According to a new CNN poll conducted by SSRS, 53% of likely Republican primary voters in the state say Trump is their first choice for the GOP nomination. 22% pick Nikki Haley, the state's former governor, while 11% back Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The state is holding its Republican primary in February, after Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. 67% of likely primary voters in the state say Trump's criminal charges related to his alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 election are not relevant to his fitness for office. Coming up, a scary month for stocks.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Spooked investors are sending the Dow and the S&P 500 on a three-month losing streak since March 2020. All three indexes closed higher today, but overall, October was a rocky month for U.S. stocks. Rising bond yields, the Israel-Hamas war, and mixed earnings from big tech companies played a role. This all comes ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision tomorrow on whether to keep raising interest rates to bring inflation down. That's a wrap. Join us again at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.